So, one, it had a dasher, you know, that you...
Yes.
We used to have
to sit and chew on it.
Those big terms that are used sometimes. They're in antique stores. We see them
that's
now,
right.
Don't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And then we chew on it, and then she would pour it up in pitchers and jars and put it in an ice box.
Now, where did you do this processing, this preparing, the churning?
Where did you
do
that?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever refer to that area where you did all of that as any certain part?
Well, we used to do it by the fireplace. That's what, you know, we thought.
They said to join
by the fireplace, keep it warm, you know, so it would help it tone. Yes, ma'am, right
by the fireplace
and help milk and butter all over you.
You know, come on over.
It would spice up the
round, wouldn't
it? Yes, ma'am.
All right.
What?
What would you call a place today where you would go to buy, not just the regular
grocery store,
but where you would
go to buy
a special place for milk and butter and milk products?
A dairy.
Pardon me. What is it?
At a dairy.
All right.
Yes.
At a dairy.
Mm-hmm. Now, where
in the
around
the barn, where, what would you call it, where the stock, the cattle and other stock are kept
or
fed? That is the area out
around
the barn. What do you call that?
And the barnyard.
All right.
The pasture. You know, they used to have the
barnyard
was right around the barn where they come out, and they call it the barnyard, and then when they got on out down there across the
fields,
then they call it the pasture.
All right.
You have it.
Well,
yes, that's a little beyond the barnyard.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's where the... stock would go to
graze.
That's right.
Out in the field.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I know on my
grandparents' farm. I can remember that so fondly. We've always played ball out in that first
too.
Pasture. Did you?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the pasture fenced in or not?
No, it was fenced in with wire.
With
barbed
wire. What kind of wire?
Barbed wire. That's that kind of wire that's got them little stickers on it. Yeah, and it's smooth, mm-hmm. And then it beats a little stick, and it gets smooth. Yes,
kind of dangerous, isn't it?
Yes, my dear.
For animals or children.
It is. Yes, ma'am.
Crossing over, isn't that the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You mentioned the barbed wires. Would you say that again for me?
Barbed wire.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. That's just exactly how I say it.
Yeah.
What about... another kind of fence, the little wooden fences that you'll see, sometimes you'll see them around white frame houses, or sometimes you see small ones around gardens, little white painted fences with slabs of wood, you know. What do you call those? You know what I mean?
Made out of them little strips.
Uh-huh.
No,
whatever
you call them, babe. I know we don't mind. They used to go to the sawmill and get strips, and
mm-hmm.
Mom used to put around her chicken pen.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Can you remember?
I guess it's just called a fence.
Well, didn't she have some special name for it? It was woven or else nailed together the little.
That's right.
Pieces of wood, strips of wood.
That's right. She used to have some. She called a chicken coop.
Chicken.
Cook.
Oh, but was that wire or was
that? No, it was the wood, the strips of wood.
Uh-huh.
Well, she didn't nail them. She would take them.